Good evening, everyone. This is Monday, the 21st, committee of the whole meeting. Can I have a roll call, please?
Yes, Maloney?
Here.
DeSchmidt?
Here.
Boyer, absent. Fugaro here, Olson?
Here.
Eric?
Here.
Danny?
Here. Pledge of allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Do we have any town hall?
Do we have any town hall?
Okay. So our agenda right now for this committee of the whole meeting is to get a space needs assessment.
So I would like to reintroduce Dan and Tiffany from Product Architecture. They have been working diligently, taking our feedback and the board's feedback and doing some scheme changes and designs. And then the board also at the last meeting had asked for a design of a new building. So I'll turn the table over to them and thank you for being here. Do we need the lights dimmed?
Maybe a little, probably not too much.
Larry, thank you, Larry.
Let's just do it from here.
Or do you want us to stand in front? Can you guys flip around?
Yeah, we can flip around.
Oh, these are recorders.
Yeah, Mallory?
Yeah, they can, so, great, thanks.
Okay. We're going to start with this, the schemes that we showed you before. We asked for feedback on all of the schemes A, B, and C from before. We got some. We didn't get a lot of feedback, but the people who did get feedback gave a lot. So we're going to kind of go through some of that, and that'll show you why we're leading to what we're where we are today. Scheme A, nobody had any comments on Scheme A, so we did not make any changes there.
And if you guys remember, too, the schemes are kind of built from the most amount of construction to the least amount of construction to the most amount of construction. So Scheme A tends to be the sort of minimal amount of work that we can do within the building in order to sort of meet the goals that we've been told by both the staff and the board and community else.
Scheme B also did not have an addition, but was more of an overall renovation. I think this was starting to get to what some people liked. Most of their, really all of the comments that had to do with Scheme B started making such major changes that it was going to turn it into something closer to Scheme C, or just quite a bit more expensive. I do have a list of what those are, but some things were like taking the meeting room and moving it, you know, maybe to the back and like rearranging all the spaces. So it was just getting to be more of a renovation than we had anticipated for the idea of a Scheme B. So everything was sort of leading to making changes to Scheme C based on the comments from B and C. So the next slide, here were some of the comments. Move the restrooms away from the front door. They're in this scheme, they're still in the corner. We did not move them. We're there today, which is kind of a problem. There were different comments about where to move the quiet study and where to move the cafe on B. There was a talk about completely moving the adult collection and flipping it to the staff area. This is the rotating meeting room, as I said. Look at eliminating the back patio to make more room in the building. That's getting to Scheme C with an addition. Add tutoring pods, which we can do in any of the schemes. This is something we've been doing recently anyway, so that's kind of a furniture-based solution. And that was getting rid of the real small study rooms that you have that people don't seem to tend to like. One was try all staff on the second floor and move kids down. Again, in order to move kids down, you kind of need to do Scheme C. Didn't like that there wasn't a staff restroom. And cafes were from the entrance. So that's the comments on B. So we didn't make any changes. If you feel that we should, we can, but we were. It was just all leading to scheme C. Okay, so here was scheme C. Some of the comments that were at the board meeting, they were not emailed to us, but we remembered them from the board meeting. We're really focused on, a lot were really focused on this area here, that this was not really very inviting or desirable. We were walking so far to get to the back of this, but this was looking pretty good. That was one of the main comments. And then, so here's kind of the an overview of some of the comments. There were very extensive comments. A lot of it was about site. A lot of it was kind of how people use stuff, but this is the things that made physical changes. So one idea was to put the cafe where the teens are. So the teens were shown here, and if you have a cafe here, this can be utilized by the cafe, which we thought was a great idea. Eliminate the drive-up window. We'll get to that in the next. I know it's been kind of brought up that some people don't think that you need it. Too many patios, again, going to that, we had a lot in that scheme. Somebody didn't like the admin on the second floor. Just a comment about where Larry should be located. you know, that he should, yeah, that he should be closer to the campers. Some of the more things that we would be moving around as time goes on. But looking at maybe the east side and that path, that could be an area that could be utilized a little bit better. One talk was how the entry to the parking, you can't make a left out of it today. It would be better if that was moved over. So we did look at that, so that you could take a left out. Again, look at the larger addition and possibly eliminate. These are kind of board comments that you guys made. Eliminate the internal patio. We maybe look at moving the front entrance. Okay. So for the cost estimates from last time. Okay. So we just have the existing plans in here. We looked at changing scheme C to fill in the courtyard and do one addition, one story here, instead of a two-story addition here and one here. Oh, actually, it was here and here in the other scheme. So doing it across like this and this, so it's just a one-story addition, very simple. And this is the scheme we came up with all of those comments. So. In this one, we did keep the entry where it was, and some of this is because of the physical way the entrance is. It does look like an entrance. If you wanted us to, you can obviously flip some of these things to get it here, but we did think it worked in this scheme. It's starting to work well here. So in the entry, we have a book sale room. We can have a table for the friends. You could close it off if you want, but we thought it could look like a real bookstore. Coming in, the circ desk is here. And the circulation is back here. We did keep the drive-up window because if you're going to do this much work, I think we should plan for it. You don't have to do it if you don't want, but see if it makes sense to plan for it and put it kind of where the turnaround
is. And I think it actually just works better in the back. Yeah. It actually makes a lot of sense out of what you guys already have there today.
So just so you know, this is the line of the addition here, and this is the current courtyard right here. We put the maker on the first floor, the last scheme that was on the upper floor. But if you're going to have one, you might want it on the first floor. And then team are also off the lobby, visible front by staff. So we have a whole new book, like a dedicated new book area. Teens and maker here, and the restroom's right here. Going back, we have a big workroom with storage for library of things. And then we have Larry and mechanical back here. We have IT and technical services, a whole receiving area, and a staff entrance back there. And kind of the yard storage that you have now. And then over here, this is the staff, so they can all kind of meet up, have a use a conference room, they're all together if they would like to be, and then they're near their department. This did not change much. We did change the way the shelving is so that you have a kind of straight shot out, and you can have a patio back there so they could have outdoor programming from the story or the seating area. And then one study room for youth and the rest for adult here. We put the cafe here, as was suggested by some of those comments, so they can access this patio, and now this is all seating. We had collection here, I think, in the last game. So
study rooms.
So we moved the study rooms here, and then everybody can have access to this nice patio that you already have. The adult collection is more together, so you can come in. The department just feels very cohesive. We have private seating all along the perimeter, and kind of group seating here. This can be a louder area. And then they can have a patio, so we're looking at the east side a little bit more and utilize that. And then you can still have big programs in the back. We have a quiet study here, and then the adult services workroom here, and then a larger conference room here. So this is for adults, and then these, yeah.
What's the size of the pink conference rooms?
Four-person.
Pardon?
Four-person.
What's the size?
They are about 12 by 12. Yeah.
What is it?
About 10 by 10.
10 by 10.
12 by, yeah.
Okay.
Around 100 square feet.
Yeah.
And then what's covering, or what's identifying the youth service from the rest of the library? You've got this curve formation. Is this glass, or is it a half wall?
This would end up being some sort of, we were assuming it would be enclosed because it would be loud. You don't have to, but that's what we're showing. And then if you guys like this plan, our next step would just be to start some 3D images. But this would be like almost a gateway to a
feature. Yeah. For sure. Because I think, the idea would be that the youth area would have its identity that would be youthful and inspiring, and the rest of the library would still remain kind of adult focused. Is that fair?
Is there comfort seating anywhere? So what I'm referring to is right now, you walk in the library to the right where that front door used to be.
Yep.
There's these chairs that everybody loves to sit in with a table, and they whoever gets them first is there all day, basically. I mean, people love them. I'm not saying to get more of those, but that comfort seating, or is it all, where are we at for seatings for arms?
We are for ADA? Not at a stage of furniture yet. All of this is placeholders, so we'll discuss how much lounge you want, how much table seating you want, any other type of stuff you want. And obviously you could have furniture all in here too. But yeah, if you want more lounge.
And I would say from here that way is all potential for seating whatever type you want. So the whole front of the building, I think, especially around the patio, and then also in the quiet study in the back. So it is kind of zoned, right, where it's louder, quieter as it comes back to the back corner.
And is there seating by circulation? When people come in, they may want, some people may just want to sit down while mom or dad whoever's returning or checking out.
Yeah. I mean, there's really a lot of
room. There's a ton of room there, sure. Great idea.
So no admin is on the first floor?
Yeah. We could flip it if you wanted, but right now we put IT and tech services. They're a little bit smaller than admin. They are small. But we could flip if that became desirable, but admin, or they could be here, I guess, because it doesn't make sense that we have to try that.
Can we that IT or tech services should be downstairs for receiving of materials and deliveries?
Yes.
And,
yeah.
And they work with collection.
With this updated version, what does the additional square footage with that versus version C from the last time we saw it?
This was 2,500 square feet.
More. That's okay.
Does that allow for any expansion to collection?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
And just a ton more seating. Mm-hmm. So I think that was one of the biggest comments we got across the board.
Yeah, I do think filling in the courtyard just makes everything more efficient. Mm-hmm.
That was huge. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That made everything really efficient because before we were getting caught on one side of the courtyard with the adult and the youth on the opposite sides.
It was a beautiful idea.
No, it is, but he just couldn't. It lost a ton of efficiency. It didn't.
And it's still salvageable. We could move it.
Okay.
So square footage. Remember we were working with the number? Yeah. So we have 43,000. What we needed to get to?
The new building was at 50,000, and you'll see that in a second.
Okay.
And the plans for those aren't exactly worked out, but they are for that. Actually, we'll keep going with this.
Yeah.
We have a couple of renderings to kind of show what the idea of the addition could look like. And then we also have site plans for the new buildings that we'll show you for those two.
In general.
Yeah.
Where, from a functional standpoint, where's the comparable space to
where we were present, upstairs. The meeting room? This where you're sitting here?
Yes.
Upstairs.
Yeah.
Where are the bathrooms for you? As here. All the way over there. Okay.
Yep. So this is the main entry. This is the bathroom. We have across from youth, we have two single stall bathrooms in youth for obvious reasons. And then these are kind of center of the building. But we really did try to keep this courtyard, have it be much more public, seating around it. Do you want to go to the upstairs?
So upstairs didn't change much from the last game. Last time you saw this, there was kind of saddlebag over here because we did a two-story. But we still have the large meeting room here. We moved the maker down. This, where the maker was, I think likely you'll want to take this one and use it for staff, like staff storage, or more office space or something. But this all stayed the same. This is extra space we can do whatever with. So if you want a large meeting room, some staff storage or staff offices, you can do that here.
Was there a thought about putting some study rooms upstairs? The reason being, just to have a variety and options. And I don't know, I know the rooms are soundproof and everything, but it is all near the children's and it may not be desirable for everybody. So I don't know the visual of it. So a lot of these study rooms are all glass. Yeah. And so if you see a lot going on, I'm just thinking about people that come in and tutor or really want to study and they see this commotion going on. I don't know what their visual is going to be downstairs without the 3D, but I just thought it's nice to see some conference or study rooms on the second floor as an option rather than all,
You could just show them right here. You can make the study room.
Look back clump.
This could be larger storage.
Yep. I would
say without a public desk up there, there's no one to monitor the study rooms unless they do, you know, half-hour checks on it to be given. There are offices, but
that's a good point, because we really want the library to be functional, and we want both levels to be functional. So we want people to come here and use both levels. So maybe we need to consider that we need to bring community upstairs and have somebody up there. That's a good point. Thank you, Mallory.
So the staff, is there a kitchen area in
there?
Yeah, it's just not drawn in.
Yeah, for sure.
It's actually quite a bit bigger.
Room next to wellness?
Yeah, I just don't want to feel like we're doing this expansion and yet we're isolating the upstairs to just admin and nobody can go up there. We have serviced the public that way and I feel we should continue.
All the programming would be upstairs and then there's a conference room.
Yeah, so right. This room is this room.
So you get people going up for all the programs and for voting.
What kind of capacity would this upstairs room have?
Right now we have that 150 seats.
And what about access? You know, we only have one elevator in this design. We have a stairway which a lot of seniors might find very difficult to...
No, we designed a new stair. There's a new stair in the building, for sure. It's much wider, and we could work on the sort of, I call it a gate, but...
Yeah. If you decide to go with this, you could talk to Brookfield, and you could talk to Arlington Heights, because they have a similar situation. See if they...
But we would be getting a new elevator.
Yeah.
Would the elevator be the same dimensions they currently are? Or does it include any expansion to that?
We're showing the same size right now, but we could look at that. Okay.
But just in the sense that if there are large meetings to allow access for more people on the elevator at a time is something I think we find valuable.
Caroline brought up something about voting. A lot of people just like walking through the door coming in to vote, you know.
That brings people into the library.
Yeah.
Excuse me. You talk about voting. I'm very interested in that.
Yeah, that's why I mentioned it.
Because one of the things about the library is we participate with the community. And that is probably one of the biggest ways we participate is that almost every year, every 2 years at the very least,
We have people coming in here and pulling. And they come into the library, they see the library. It's in this location, it's very easy for a lot of people to get to. There's parking, etc. And I'm thinking, put people upstairs, and we have a lot of people that have, walking is a big deal, and to have them come in all the way up to the voting is going to really, I think, cut back on voting for some people.
Mm-hmm.
And also, there's circumstances where election judges might go out to the parking lot, but even then, if it's just here, it's just like right outside the door. They can go there, they can bring the thing out, people can vote, come back in. Having it on the second floor, kind of like mess up. Plus, we have to, usually the day or a couple days before the election, they deliver the election machines, and they have to be in a secured area.
It's a lot of work for the election judges or people setting up. And I'm just saying, it's only once every so often, but it's a concern.
That it's better to have the meeting room on the first floor. I mean, all the new building designs that we're going to show you have it on the first floor. We just have to decide what you're willing to move and how big you want the addition to be. So it's currently, here. So if we put it back where it is today, something's got to move upstairs or the addition has to be bigger. So, I mean, we could do that scheme for you if you want to leave it where it is.
I just feel that, and it might be that we're just kind of spoiled. We've had this room on the first floor, but we do get different groups of people in. And, if we're going to be looking to continue, there's a valid point of keeping that in mind.
Well, the village had voting it. Their building, and that was on the second floor all the time. We manage.
I mean, if we had to, Maker's Mark is almost an obsolescence these days, so we could always switch that out and let that be somewhat of a, what is that, 800 square feet?
Yeah. It's about that.
I don't think we're going to do this.
This is 1,000.
I would say that. I would actually
put these on wheels.
Yeah, we could use the team for voting.
Because that is...
It's almost this room, it's just the commons. Yeah. I mean, you're just losing that space where they're sitting over there.
I don't think they're going to put it in our whole front.
Since we're talking about it, voting starts 6 o'clock in the morning, the library isn't open, and people use, the way we set up right now, people use the restrooms. They go out, they go to the restrooms, come back in. The way that you have it there, the library
is closed.
It's closed. And kind of like people can't use the restrooms.
Go to the second floor.
Well, I'll. The thing, we'd have to get to the elevators. So.
You'd have the library, you have to be open.
I would say that typically we haven't been segregating libraries as much as they were in the 90s. Yeah. And it's just because. For the 1 week a year that, or twice a year that they're voting, if the library functions so much better without having everything quarantined,
right, the
way it is today. Because right now when you walk in the lobby, it feels very, you don't see a library for actually quite a long time. So we've been kind of moving away from that model. And I'm agreeing with you that it also would, and I'm sorry if I'm saying stuff out of turn, but if we had one staff member that was at the desk, as people were, early morning voting for that week, or somebody, maybe you hire somebody additional just for that week, they could sit at the desk and watch people go to the restroom.
I mean, if that's what the board wants to do, that's fine, but I'm just...
It used to be a really important thing, and just nobody does it unless it's voting
week. I've been involved with voting for over
40 years. Oh, it's awesome. No, it's great.
45 years.
I appreciate that. No, it's great.
So...
For sure. I'm not dismissing that idea. I'm just saying... We've really worked to kind of open the lobbies up for the rest of the year.
Right.
And I think we can solve the issue with the restrooms with kind of a little bit of staffing. And that's just the other projects that we've worked on, it's worked out pretty well.
Okay.
For sure. I think it's a great, really valid point.
Well, I don't think we're going to plan our whole edition around 2 days of voting.
And again, I think you could clean this room out for the week of voting or 2 days of voting and you know, preparation. And a lot of team rooms, we've actually been putting on wheels regardless, because they move stuff around and you want to be able to do those.
Well, it's good discussion to get these options out on the table.
This is exactly why we're here. This is great.
Exactly.
And this, you could, during hours when teams are here, you could use this as a meeting room.
Yeah.
Because it is pretty big.
Yeah.
I mean, how many square feet would that be?
This is 1,000 square feet, so it's...
Which column is the one? Currently.
So it's from this column, and then a bit further back, so it's almost to the friend's wall, and to this column that's in front of me here. This column right here is that column right there. And then this one is that one, and so this wall is against that back wall there. About... Again, it's really kind of just missing that half of it, or not that half of that, the sliver that's created by the columns.
Can I just mention that with the teen being so far away from the adult services, we talked about when there's high traffic areas in the teen room, we would put a staff member in there, possibly?
Yeah.
So is there a division? So I noticed that some libraries sometimes have a partition they can draw or something.
In the meeting room upstairs, we have one of those, yes. Okay. And then in team, we do not. So that's that.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so you can enter one room this way and one here.
And they're not the big ones that you had to push.
We'll just say they're amazing.
They're electronic.
I want a button where it
clap on.
Actually, the ones now know where to go. Like, you can just send them out and they know which track. Yeah. They're pretty cool.
And I want it on an app on my phone.
Nice. Joe?
If we had the meeting room upstairs as configured here, would we leave the ceiling open to the rafters as that area presently is?
Maybe.
It's very pretty.
Yeah.
You could, for sure.
Put some sound.
Because the columns, there's, six columns around upstairs that kind of make this rectangle. We could actually, we're using those to plan the upstairs. So, sure. Yeah, we can look at that. That's very pretty upstairs. Can we move on to the other schemes, or you guys want to keep going? Up to you.
Keep going.
Okay. You sure? Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay. The next. Oh.
Yeah, so we did look at just the idea of, we're kind of at the beginning stages of kind of look at the exterior of the building for the additions. So you're going to see a little bit of work for that, and then we will show you the massing studies that we did for the addition also. So this is just kind of a reminder to what you walked into this morning. Really pretty kind of prairie style, kind of forcing the horizontal, which is really nice. And then kind of the slit openings along the building.
And then here there's a precedent for some larger openings on this side.
So we have two schemes. The first one is really just kind of taking the language of the building as it is today. So we have these two-peak roofs that run on both sides of the courtyard. We actually extended those out and then flattened the roof down a little bit, adding another peak again. And then we turned the peak the other way, kind of in a long direction, as we come across Party Youth, Larry's office, and then going over the mechanical area and then over by the bookshop. So as Tiffany was talking about earlier, this is that vehicle bookshop that we had talked about. It actually, again, it works out really pretty. People can just kind of come around the back and it's not forced on that side of the building. If you look at the kind of elevations down the bottom, as Tiffany talked about, there was some precedent for larger openings. And the next image, I think, is kind of illustrative of where we're at. It is really just taking the existing third of the building, adding some of the elements of the larger windows and sort of those tall openings that we had just talked about. So this is the quiet study that's looking north, kind of northern light to the open prairie behind you. This is the story time room, and then there's also some offices inside of here that are adult services. And then this is the youth area. These are the doors coming out. And then this is the youth collection, and then getting down towards offices, the youth offices, and then again, Larry's, there's some storage, and then the drive-up window. But again, we're just kind of, this isn't really perfect or it isn't finished yet. We are just looking at the different ways that we could express the addition. It's always really important to us that we don't want to have the addition be this thing on the back of the building that doesn't look like it makes any sense. So in this one, we're really trying hard just to kind of keep those shapes and volumes the same and have them extended out.
Can you go to the roof line on the previous yeah. slide? So I'm just concerned. You know, we all know that heavy snows come, and it's a lot of weight to have a flat roof. So I would be concerned about that.
Yeah, that's where the query is right now. We haven't really gotten
it. Okay.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
So we did one more scheme. Looking at a different roof line, just to give it a little bit different personality on the back. So it's more of like a shed roof for the new addition. And then some of those larger openings like you have on this side now.
And all the windows are tinted?
Yep.
Yeah. Glass has come a long way. It's, so in the next slide is actually a kind of lower image, kind of the same way we were looking at before.
So you can see now that the children's department has a way to come out here for program, and the adult department would too.
And quite so, he's just walking right out through if they want to also. So little program, you know, ideas about how it's staffed and how people can come in out of the building. But I think what we're really trying to do is, because we did fill in that patio, the center courtyard, that we're trying to engage the beautiful grass and beautiful land you guys have behind you.
So how many feet is it actually coming up from the back? What do you figure, 15 or 20, 30?
That's more than that. Would you say? It's got to be close. This is 6 feet.
This is 24 feet.
Yeah, it's got to be close.
So it's more than that even.
Yeah. So it's got to be between 30 and 40 feet.
Yeah. So on one of the slides you showed, you had something like a independent structure with a roof that was long. Am I thinking of something else? Because you said you want to open up that back with mm-hmm. windows and make it beautiful. And then you showed us something what another library had done, with they might have extended something or had some kind of a patio area with it. You remember.
It's
oh, yeah,
the overhang.
Yeah.
I kind of like that, only because if you're going to go outside, you're going to enjoy something. You're going to want that shade.
Yep.
And it benefits us, especially if we do concerts outside or do things where at least you have an area. You know,
yeah, I'll be honest. We really haven't gotten to developing.
Okay, just throwing.
No, no, we're not close to done. We just really wanted to show you guys where we're at today, and that's kind of a not awesome answer, but that idea I think is a really beautiful idea, and we'll make sure to incorporate into our next set of images. Because even here, we're starting to talk about like let's lower it by the where we have the book pickup, so we can the roof can extend out, provide coverage. Those ideas for sure we'll make sure to make it into the next key.
Coming this way, looking at this corner, it seems to me, thinking about this, that it's bringing us fairly close to our retention pond.
Yeah.
So that there's not a lot of immediately behind or towards me, this direction towards the retention pond. Usable area.
Yeah, so this is the edge of your retention pond here. So you're about 30 to 40 feet from that also.
Okay.
In the building additions, you'll see that's a little different because we'll explain why. But this, I think you still have enough room there where people can come around and not feel pinched with the retention area where it's at today.
We did four schemes, and the goal to get it the new building scheme kind of a level floor plan where this one is would be for you to pick one of the four schemes for us to develop.
So this was actually stuff that Karen was working really hard. I'm just figuring out, making sure exactly where the library's land ends. Just making sure that what we own or what you guys own and what the Park District owns and where everything's at. The existing building is almost halfway through the lot. And then the property line is in the center of the road. You'll see why this makes sense in a minute when we show you the different schemes.
Every scheme we did assumed that you stay in this building when the new one's built.
That's the big deal. And we also really took the idea of the slide. It's such a canvas between the Aquatic Center, the Park District building, and the parking lot in between. It acts somewhat like a mall, where you have sort of the outbuildings and anchors around each side and then the parking in the center. So we did pay attention to that and try to make as much sense of that as we could.
So basically we're going to show you kind of four different shapes or configurations. So I think we'll just go through the four and then we can go back so we can discuss. So this is a longer rectangle to maximize the site behind you, just a two-story longer block. This is the outline of your existing building. So you would put in the parking lot after the building is built, the new parking lot.
So that's the building?
Yes.
Two-story rectangle.
Yeah, that's 50,000 square feet, so it's 25,000 square feet.
You dropped it here.
Oh, thank you.
And then we can work on the number of parking spaces, but we're kind of showing a larger entry plaza on all the schemes and 110 parking spaces.
It looks like you might have, though, gone into the retention.
Yes.
This
yes,
one a little bit, but we can move the retention. Yeah. The retention is just a volume, so all we have to do is replace it somewhere on the site, making sure that we have enough. And quite frankly, we'd have to recalculate that anyway, because we will have more coverage of the area on the ground, or potentially. We'll have to look at that, but it might actually be closer.
Yeah. And then here's just kind of a 3D on site. And then for each scheme, we did kind of potential floor plans to show you the drive-up window is going to be over here. You could enter and have a cafe and a meeting room, circulation over here, and you start going to makerspace restaurants and youth services, all on this portion. What we did was make every single space larger for the extra square footage. So you could have quite a bit more collection. You could have more study rooms, more staff. And then coming, we just showed an idea of where the stair and the elevator and the restrooms could be. So coming up the stair and the elevator, we've got staff on this side of the building, and then adult collection and quiet study and study rooms over here. We've got a mechanical and team here. So that's kind of, we've got the square footages right, we've kind of placed them, but once you pick a scheme, we'll start moving everything around with staff to kind of figure out what they would like.
We kind of dumbly call this the sausage, because we could move it around. It's just big enough, we know that we can fit everything we need. And so things can go like this with inside the envelope, but it's like a proof of scheme. We know that in 50,000 square feet, you can fit everything that you've been asking for with much more space.
And this is your the collection that was in Scheme C, so you can yep. see how much more room you have for seating.
So this scheme is, we talked about in one of our meetings, looking at the idea of an auditorium. We don't think that it needs to be part of the initial phase of the building, but what they'd want to do is either plan for it and or the idea of where, if you did do a building expansion, where would that go? So in this one, we kind of took the building and squeezed it up a little bit to kind of put it on the edge of the retention and open up the side of the ground a little bit along the road, and then it pushes back a little bit further on the set. Honestly, in all of these, the parking and the plaza are kind of the same. In this one, we moved it back a little bit just to get more of an entry or forward a little bit. But again, we're just kind of looking at the massing of the building. I know we talked about this once, but I'm just going to reiterate. We did move the entrance to the building down so that as people come in and people come out, they can actually get around the island, which for a person who comes here a lot, I would vote for that one immediately. It's really nice.
I think that's something you have to take up with the park district.
No,
I think that's part of the intergovernmental agreement about we can have that.
Oh, there's a million meetings we're going to have. There's a million design stuff we're going to have. Right now, we're just kind of looking at pie in the sky and making sure that we're solving all the issues that we have to. And then we can kind of talk to the different parties to make sure that they're acceptable. But totally agree with you. Great point. There's some like cattails and stuff retention in the front here also that we'd have to look at. There's drainage. So there's lots of things that we need to solve for sure.
Can you just go back to the previous slide, the first one that you showed us with the addition? So where are the study rooms on that first slide? The long sausage one, the original
upstairs.
One? They're all upstairs, all the study rooms. Okay.
And there's some for
youth. Yep, and youth also.
So with the new schematics of the design, you're looking for windows where people can be upstairs and look outside and see the beauty landscape. See sunlight, see.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. And honestly, typically in libraries, youth is on the first floor, admin and adult on the second floor, and the meeting room somewhere in between there, usually on the first floor for obvious reasons we just talked about. They end up working that way in terms of who takes up the most space and sort of, it's a balance that we see as pretty typical. So that's the, kind of the way that we study these buildings.
Sorry. If you were to start totally from scratch as far as thinking about and designing a library of 50,000 square feet range, ideally, what would you want as far as the size of the acreage that you were going to place it on?
That's a hard one to answer. We typically don't get that luxury, I'll say. I don't think that the building will feel hugely pressed on the site. We do have to do more study. Like right now, again, we're sort of showing an entry plaza that's almost as steep as the building, so we can squeeze that up when we look at the size of the auditorium. I just think we want to have enough room around the building that it doesn't feel like we're squeezed onto the site, and you have enough room out the back for programming. So I don't really know how to answer that.
Usually it has to do with how much outdoor programming you yeah. want, and it seems you have good space for parking here.
Yeah.
And you've got this really pretty space in the back. I mean, if we look at Carroll Stream, that one worked out fine, and it has nothing but a patio in the back.
Yeah, there's exactly right up against
the trees. So I think it's just your wants.
Many libraries are doing much more with their outdoor spaces.
Yeah.
And in this square footage and what we'd have to have as far as parking, it seems to me like we're losing an awful lot of that flexibility.
Yeah, I don't know. I honestly, if you were to ask me that question, I think that there's a couple reasons why that occurs today. One is the youth is on the second floor, and they don't have a real direct connection to walking outside during programs. And I think that will make a huge difference in terms of how, like, you can always bring kids downstairs and go outside, but it is easier when you're just walking out the back of the youth department and going out to programs that are outside. Beyond that, it's all, more or less, all admin and solid pieces along the back of the building that separate the patrons from the backside, minus the courtyard. I will say in a lot of the community meetings that we had, people didn't realize the courtyard was always there, and they didn't realize that the courtyard connected them to the back, besides the outdoor concerts, which they love. So I think if we can get the patrons to connect to that back space and reinforce that connection to both the programs, which are those concerts, but also having outdoor programming for adults and youth throughout the 4 or 5 months we have, which is nice weather, I think that would change the way you're using the site and be more akin to some of the libraries that you're talking about. I think it's activating that space, not always just having it. Because you guys have a ton of it now. I mean, you have a huge amount of space, and I think the comment would be the same, that there might be better ways to use it.
I think this is as much or even a little more than most libraries you work with. That doesn't mean that in your ideal world that you might want more. So I think it's just up to you guys.
Yeah.
So this one, just starting to squeeze it, so maybe this area becomes programmed as well as this. The other scheme just maximizes this. So again, kind of what your preference would be.
You guys start to see me take a building and kind of squeeze it up, so we look at where we're sort of looking what it takes.
Mm-hmm. This one, same, you come in if you wanted to do an auditorium or even if you wanted a meeting room here. We've got it here. We have the maker space and circulation here. This one, we just kind of looked at placing the meeting room here with a big lobby cafe in front. And then youth is here. So they're looking at the back. And the offices are here. And then when you come upstairs, the adult services starts to go over to this space. And we've got mechanical and staff over here. They're kind of looking, they have views here and here.
And I think that's a reaction to sucking the building up on the set.
And creating a larger building,
this
would you provide at least two elevators?
We can't. We didn't show it here, but yeah. We can.
I will say Schaumburg has one elevator. It's 140,000 square feet. A staff elevator, I guess. I mean, we can look at that for sure. Yeah, I think it's a good idea.
The auditorium, now, will that be with a stage and theater seating?
That's how we drew it. Yeah. We were just seeing what it looked like down there. There was just ideas that we had about it.
That could obviously be down the road. We drew it where your existing building is. So just wanted to see how it would work. This one is a larger first floor and a smaller second floor, and thinking that, so in this is two stories and this is one story, thinking that maybe you want higher ceilings in part of the building. And then this kind of makes it foyer here.
So the one on the left, it's a two-story, like a vaulted ceiling, but only one floor?
Yeah,
is that what you
mean? Story
and
a half.
Okay.
Yeah.
This is.
Yeah, you could put 14 or 15 foot ceilings in those rooms.
And the one to the left of it is actually
two stories.
Yep. Okay. Yep.
So they don't align. That's totally right.
If you did that, you would design that with,
I know what you're
saying. On the right.
Yeah.
The one
we've
story.
Worked in probably five libraries that had their structure doubled so they could put a building on top of a building, and zero of them have ever done it. We could look at it. We looked at it on two projects that we've done, and it's expensive. But again, it's your guys' building. We can plan it the way you guys want to do it.
But you wouldn't do that ideally without structurally designing it so that you could add a second
story. Yeah, typically when they do that, they put a slab under the roof. So you get it all the way to the slab, and then you just have to add a columns and another roof. And we would, I'm assuming we would probably align them at that point, but that's a conversation for a different day. We probably wouldn't do a story and a half if we were going to use it for expansion later on. But that, again, we can show you those options and talk to you about that. It's easy to look at.
We could talk about what it is you want in a taller space. We put kind of all the programming spaces in there. And you could open it all up. I think there's lots of things you could do with it, but that was sort of the idea here. If you wanted less than this with a tall ceiling, you could change the proportions, but it's just an idea. So coming in, you've got circulation and youth offices, youth here where they have access to the courtyard in the back, and then again, the taller ceiling here. And then coming upstairs, you've got this block for adult with office spaces bringing it. And then the last one,
it's a little, yeah.
Well, I was looking at a square.
Yeah.
So just a two-story square.
So that's equal on all sides. It has a little bit deeper floor plate. Like, we try to keep the building not as wide as that, but I think we're always trying to make sure you guys are informed. To know what a square building looks like in relationship to a rectangle, and you can start to see where it starts to eat up the site in a different ways. And again, the face of the building is always placed by what the existing building is sitting in.
Obviously, this could be planned different ways, but this is kind of how we did it. So again, public spaces in the front, in the back, and then this one we tried adult services in the middle with some other spaces in the back. So I think we can plan anything you like. I think the idea is going to be how you want to use the site.
You know, Plan C is pretty. It's jazzy. It's nice looking.
We agree.
That looks so freaking mundane.
Well, it's
I can't even get excited.
It won't be mundane. You realize we've worked on these for about a week for the new building at the most.
Well, maybe you should have done 2 weeks. I mean,
we're not done. We're not even close to done.
I'm joking.
It's going to have offices and seats and all this stuff in there.
C is a more dynamic building.
Love the way C. Can you go back to
me? Yeah.
I mean, everybody blaze this in your minds.
Sure.
Blaze this in your minds, and then we'll go back to C. You'll see.
Okay.
You'll see.
And when you look at C, though, can you just look at the color blocks and not all the furniture drawn? Because that's where we are.
I'm just looking at the dynamic.
No, just looking at the massing. C massing.
Oh, C massing?
C massing.
Yeah.
Wait,
Scheme 3.
Oh, you're talking Scheme 3.
Yeah. C, yeah.
Scheme C. before it talk about
it's actually three though.
No, keep on.
She's meaning three.
Scheme three.
She's calling it C, just but you mean.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I thought you said before the talk of interbuilding.
This one.
Yeah. Nope.
Oh, not this one?
No.
Oh, I thought you were talking about this.
You know how we did A, B, C?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm wrong.
C. You're talking the renovation.
It's just not developed to that level yet.
You were right, Peggy.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Okay. If you can squint your eyes.
There.
Just now look at the color.
I know, but you
just look at the color.
I just see so much, you know, especially with the youth services section. I just see so much fun and engagement, and this is so exciting. Look at the layout. Okay, I'm not looking at the seating. I'm just looking at, you know, here you got the ad story time, blah blah blah. And then you show us a new building, and
we can't design four new buildings to this level in the amount of time.
It's a lot on one floor.
It's a much bigger floor plan.
Yeah, that's level. True.
But we have a big floor here, Lynn, that we aren't doing a whole lot with. Don't you think that looks a little exciting?
Well, it's exciting, and it is. It's exciting.
I mean, you're adding 11,500 square feet in this.
Yes.
No, it's a much bigger floor plate on the low one.
And this is $10 million less expensive than the new 50,000 square foot building.
I just think that I'd see bubble walls of fish.
And and Tiffany's right. Those will be in the other ones soon. Mm-hmm. I mean, we
will get there.
Yeah, we're, yes.
If you want a new building.
But in all of those schemes, youth and adult are, it would be nearly impossible. I'm not going to say impossible, but nearly impossible. We could study that, but you're going to end up with somewhat of the same problem you have today, which is a really small second floor that isn't as sized as well as it could be in terms of the efficiency of the rest of the building. And Scheme C, the one that I thought you were talking about, and I apologize for that, is starting to approach that from the side. But again, getting the youth and adult on the same floor is extremely hard on the site. And it would eat up most of your other green space compared to the parking. Because we have to keep the existing building in the way. Does that make sense?
Yes, I hear what you're saying.
Yeah.
So, if you want a new building, we will make it look as if we will make it very exciting. But if you are happy with us, this is the 10.
Yeah.
And
that's up to you. I mean, that's obviously up to you.
So, I think what we're looking for is consensus from
if you want us to keep studying a new building, if you do, is there one of the four schemes that you like, because then we will get it to this level.
So I have a question. Let's just say this was the one. Hey, it's the one. It's 43,000 square feet. Where on there would you do an addition if you needed? Would it be a walkthrough and then an add-on? In other words, we're kind of in the same place we're at now. It's the only thing I'm questioning.
I don't understand.
We're not at the 50,000 feet. We're still short.
If we had... In 10 years, if you want to do another addition, where would it go?
In the back. North.
Yeah, that's for the architects.
The second floor in this building is funny because of the existing roofs. Mm-hmm. It's nearly impossible to build on top of them. And typically we don't have that problem, but here we kind of do. So I don't know how to make this. We could go out this way on this one if we needed to. To make it bigger, we could structure that way. Or you just take the roof off. I mean, that's hard because you kind of want to keep it dry. But we could look at that for sure and make it a flat roof.
We can't do the fun roofs.
Huh?
We can't do the fun roofs. It would look really monotonous.
It would look flat. Or just
this part.
No, just this portion would be flat.
Yeah.
And we could look at that in terms of expansion.
So let's look at those new plans again. Skim through those really quick just to get a bird's eye view of
both our
scheme. 1, 2, 3, and 4.
Okay. And again, those kinds of diagrams compared to these as we've looked
at. Great.
One. Maximize the back, the site back. Everybody has used it back.
If you ask us where this one would be in addition to, it would be on the most.
This one's probably a little harder to do an addition on.
Kind of squeezing everywhere. But it does give you some open land on each side of the building.
But
that auditorium is kind of
that would implied.
No, I think that would be, like we talked about
that's
that.
That's the implied
addition. I think the implied addition would be here. You just have to look at how big the plaza is. And we would study that with you guys.
This would have to be a second story here, I think.
Yes. Yeah, I don't know where that goes at all. Yeah, I think Joe's probably right.
This is probably
here. It's a clunk. Yeah, a clunk there.
Yeah.
It's the same size meeting, like that same. But they're small additions. It's like that's a 4,000 square foot addition if we're looking at that auditorium is 2,000 square feet. Yeah. So now you probably would do like a meeting room addition and then steal a space back from the meeting room and do a renovation.
And then back on the first one, you could.
I have a question. When the design kind of like, I'm looking at, you talked about the campus.
Yeah.
And I'm looking at the existing buildings on the campus. How would this, if we want to put a new, how would that fit in with the other buildings on the campus? So there's a little people, Lisa, would it be just so different?
Well, we're gonna make it look like the Aquatic Center. We're gonna have slides and slides. No, I'm just kidding. I think it really is kind of like where the massing of the building is and how we're addressing and getting in and out of the site. So like, I think getting this a little further back where it kind of addresses Village Hall a little bit better. I think, Park District. I think it does make for kind of cohesive planning. Like this portion of the parking lot's open. This becomes kind of the main drive coming into both the library and then the Park District. And then getting this past there too. We did look at other buildings that kind of turned this way, and then the parking was facing this way, but you would have to demolish half your building or move out for a little bit. It just becomes, we're creating a problem to solve it, which is something we try to avoid doing.
And aesthetically, we can, you know, start to look at them to see if there could be something.
So we have a contract with you for the new building drawings. And we're at step one. So what you need from the board is direction on one of those four choices for the shape of the new building so that you can go further and delve into deeper into the scheme.
Yeah.
So we need a consensus from the board which one we like the best.
Can you email those so we could just ponder over a little
sure.
bit? Thank yeah. you.
Do we need, that would push us back a month? Or is that okay to August?
I'll be honest, we can develop the renderings for the outside of Scheme C a bit more, and I think at that point we probably hold off on working on the additions a bit, so it would probably hold us back just a bit.
So
would you have the cost?
We think
it's in a range, and it's kind of the range that the CM gave us before.
Yeah, the 34 to 37.
Yeah.
Now, could we have an updated cost? How much would it cost the library residents for the different?
I believe we handed out, or that was sent out.
I believe it was. This would be an update. Would that need to be updated?
I think it's pretty close
from where
it was. We haven't moved much off.
Okay.
The one that is different is Scheme C because it's different at all.
It's more money.
$2 million.
I just am concerned that if we don't make a consensus tonight, that'll be August by the time we have a consensus, and then we only have a couple months before having to decide if you're going to go to referendum or not. So, just my thoughts.
I personally like this as my first choice.
I'm not ready to make the board consensus tonight. I can't give you my opinion based on what was given tonight. I need to look at things over.
But I think the thing that we're losing sight of is the physical outside of the building is a totally different process in terms of what we're ultimately looking at. Right now we're really looking at how does what we want sit
in our site, and how might it provide an opportunity if the future boards have a need to add additional square footage? I think that's really the question right now. We can't get, you know, that we can't get hung up on whether it looks like other buildings in the community or it's a certain style or whatever, because that's something that probably, if we get to a referendum and we get a referendum passed, even at that point, we're not going to probably know what our building will ultimately look like. We may have some pretty general ideas. The thing that we're going to be going to the community on is, what are we doing physically to add service and meet a need that they have? I don't believe that people are going to be concerned about the beauty of the building at that point. It's the functionality that we...
Right, but Bartlett's always upheld good aesthetics on buildings, and that, I think that's important. We haven't crossed that bridge, and we have to make it fit into the community. We've got to remember, you know, Bartlett Park District, Rita Fletcher ran that, and, you know, she had big dreams, and that she went on, and they went all out, and they got a really state-of-the-art park district. People come from all over to use our park district. I mean, it's recognized out there in the community. So it takes a little bit of time, but...
Thank you.
No. President Dean, thoughts or how you would like us to proceed?
Well, it sounds as though most of the board wants to look at the figures and figure it out for themselves. Maybe in an expeditious way, everybody could get the copies, say which one you like, and then I can send that information to you, Caroline, and we can let you know what instead of holding it off, putting it off until August. Now we've lost another month, so maybe within reasonably the next 2 weeks, if everyone could just kind of look at the renderings and see what you seriously would like, and I'll make sure I keep doing the 5 days, 4 days, 3 days countdown to make sure that you can have your say, and then we can, you know, forward it to you.
Thank you very much. We appreciate the direction.
And then I would say at the same time, if you guys are looking at Scheme C's expression as an idea, the renderings that we're showing you there also, we'll continue to develop those too.
Yeah.
I think we have definitely, we think they're turning out really beautifully in terms of how much glass is on the north side. And so if you guys want to take a look at that, great. That would be great.
Can you just go to Scheme 2 real quick? I'm not interested in the others. I'm just looking at between 1 and 2. I want to see something.
To that point, Tom, I'm very impressed with the changes made to Scheme C with that one. And I think the functionality and the additional space are going to be a big deal with that one.
I think filling the courtyard on that was a game changer for sure. And then adding that extra square footage from our meeting last week was great.
Thank you.
That was very smart.
We see the floor layout on that one. Just wanted to...
And once we choose it, then we come up with much more options.
Right,
how to
right, right.
And everything. So this is just a first pass. Just have to test it.
So lengthwise, you're losing, what, 20, 30 feet from Scheme 1 to 2?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. So you're losing that length with the auditorium going in.
No. Right. This is actually extra.
Oh, it's not part of the 50,000?
No. So it's
an addition.
It's pushing out and pushing this way.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
It
Thank
still
you
has a meeting
clarifying.
Room in there.
You can do this on any of them. We just showed it on the
Okay.
Yeah. It still has a meeting room.
I thought it was part of the 50,000.
No.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. And I will say again, hopefully you'll notice this by now, is on paper it's really easy for us to study things. So if you have ideas, I mean, someone said, let's fill in the courtyard and look at it, and it made a beautiful scheme.
Yeah.
So ideas that you guys have, just anything like that, please let us know.
So if we're looking at Scheme C, or C,
yep.
And we're looking at Scheme 1, they, you know, we're looking at 50,000 square feet versus 43. Some of us are torn between the two. So regardless of us giving our information to Peggy, the C could outwin the vote here, but yet we're not at our square foot capacity for the community, you know.
But that's something that can always be added on 10, 20 years from now.
Then. Right, but I didn't see where the add-on could be for C because we were taken up with windows all around and spaces for views. So that was what I was concerned about. I know it's approachable, but there wasn't an option. And we had a roofline concern.
They showed going out into the sun.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, and you can go lots of places.
Here, because you have so much sight on the side, because the building's forward. Now, we are probably going to have to figure out more parking though for you, which we not addressed here. Unless you want us to ask not to. Parking.
Yeah, I'm assuming some of the parking
will
be here.
Here, probably, yeah.
Inserted.
I don't know if we want to do parking in the back. So it's, then you're looking at that. You said that beauty, that beautiful. Well,
here's where all the public spaces are. So, yeah, hopefully. Well, I mean, if you don't want any more parking, I think we just need to have that conversation.
So with Scheme 1, this library would still be existing and operating while the new one was being built?
Correct.
Okay.
Any of the other schemes.
Oh, yeah. The new build, they were all going to be set back behind the current structure is.
There's a mechanical unit here, and you offset that by like 15 feet just to make sure we'll be digging footings and units and equipment to get past. This gave us a pretty... yes, you can build the other building without this one closed.
But I see the parking. Yeah, we just don't have the parking in the front of the library.
Well, actually, I think what we can do pretty quickly is look to see. We can make them the same or close. Because the other one, we're not adding as much additional square footage, so we can look at this. The parking requirements in Bartlett are low. Actually, we're kind of surprised.
Does this get full right now?
No.
It can get three quarters full. Mm-hmm. I mean,
the 4th of July is the only time that you can say that the whole thing is full.
Yeah.
But on nights there is there's programs and stuff. There's
don't tell the park district. There's the overflow.
Yes, it works. It works.
Well, especially during winter, right? I mean,
so that's just something. If this is the way you go, then that's just something that we'll continue to talk about.
Good. Awesome. Thank you guys so much.
Thank you.
It's exciting.
Thank you.
Thank you.
No, very excited.
Okay.
I get a stretch.
You already have this calendar, yes?
Yes.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay, so we'll send it out tomorrow.
Great. Okay. Need a motion to
adjourn. Yep. As soon as I get my chair up there.
Carolyn, can we take a bathroom break?
Let's wait for 2 seconds. Could I have a motion to adjourn?
Make a motion to adjourn. Second.
All in favor?
Aye. All right.
What time is it?
7:08. Time is...